Welcome to Cybersecurity Where You Are, the Center for Internet Security's podcast. I'm Sean Atkinson, CISO at CIS.
And I'm Tony Sager, Senior Vice President and Chief Evangelist at CIS. Cybersecurity affects us all, whether we're online at home, managing a company, supporting clients, or running a state or local government.
So join us on Wednesdays as we discuss trends and threats, explore security best practices, and interview experts in the industry.
Together, we'll clarify these issues, creating confidence in the connected world.
Hello, and welcome to the show, Cybersecurity Where You Are. I'm Sean Atkinson, CISO here at the Center for Internet Security, joined by, as always, the host with the most, the Hall of Famer, the difference maker, Mr. Tony Sager. Tony, how are you?
Great, thanks. Great to be back on with you, and really looking forward to a special episode.
Very special episode, and we've got some very special guests. Our technical production team, Rudy Udy and Chad Rogers. Rudy, Chad, how are you?
Excellent.
Doing great.
Fantastic. Great to have you here. And then I'm going to hand over hosting responsibilities to the producer with no other name needed, David Bisson. David, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Sean. How about you?
Doing fine. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. Over to you.
Great. All right. So 150 episodes. It's a big milestone. And I thought we could just take a moment to check in and just sort of see how we've grown as a podcast. So, Sean, Tony, I'd really like to start with you because, I mean, obviously you've been hosting this thing since the very beginning and just wanted to get your thoughts, even since episode 100 last year, it seems like forever ago. How do you feel the cybersecurity landscape has changed since then? And as a result, the podcast itself has changed.
Tony, I'm going to jump in here. It's not easy, you know, having to work with Tony all the time, but, you know, we get through. I kid. No, really, from episode one to now, you know, I've seen transformative. I mean, we're now in the AI era, right? I think every episode pretty much is, do we need to talk about AI? Because it is so prevalent. We've had many tremendous guests on. One of the things I've seen and one of the things we've taken note of is actually myself and Tony just getting to talk, just a podcast together, because we've had so many amazing guests. And again, we love that. But it's, you know, it's getting back to our roots, really. Episode one, just me and Tony starting on this journey. And it's been truly amazing to be part of it and to see others contribute. And we've had repeat guests, which is fantastic, both internally and externally. And I think we're doing really well. And we moved up to the weekly schedule, which is
that's right,
which is always good. But over to you, Tony.
No, we thought we'd run out of things to say. Well, maybe we have, but we haven't figured it out yet. But let me just tell you, Sean, nothing gives me more joy than seeing the discomfort of our production team on air with us, because they're so good at the behind the scenes work that we really appreciate that. I mean, that's from episode one till now. One of the big changes has been I'll call it the professionalization of the podcast. You know, that it's become a machine all of its own. Great team behind the scenes. You know, Sean and I just got to show up. As he said, we're talking with some of the most interesting people in the business about some of the most important trends in the business. And that's about as much fun as it gets. And I will share, I've talked about this before, that it's literally true. Right? Sean, you and I have probably spent more hours together as two members of the executive team at CIS talking about sort of strategic and, you know, and specific issues in cybersecurity. We spent more time together on this podcast than we would ever have or ever had in regular leadership discussions. And it has really been thought-provoking, brought a lot of great ideas. And I'll just share, I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit later, but your point, we can't have a podcast at this point in history without saying AI, but it's the great accelerant, right? Everything is speeded up. And so we have to be more thoughtful about the role that we play. But also, as the world around us has changed, the context of our business model, technology, partnerships, and all that, we spend a lot of time thinking about the role that the podcast plays in advancing the mission of CIS. And, you know, this is not pure entertainment, although it feels like it some days, but it's really about the mission, the important role of a nonprofit in advancing best practices in cybersecurity, defining them, sharing them, practicing them ourselves. And we are really conscious of and do our best to align with what the company is trying to do. So, yeah, but 150 episodes. I'm just still startled by that. I just can't even fathom that we got this far.
Yeah, Tony, you bring up a good point because, I mean, obviously a lot of things changed at the beginning of the year for CIS, and we as a team just sort of organically on our own decided it's like we are going to take this in a very strategic direction in support of CIS. So, I mean, some of the episodes, the types of episodes that we've been doing, the ads that we've been producing, I mean, it's all sort of been more aligned to the business and being that supportive partner in what we're doing. So it's been a lot of fun taking on that momentum and saying it's like, we're here for you, CIS, and let's bring you forward. But Tony, I wanted to then follow up on one of the points you brought up, and I'll throw it over to Chad and Rudy for this, the discomfort that you said, Tony, about the production team behind the scenes. Chad, Rudy, this is the first time you've been on a podcast, but you've really been on all of them. It just like behind the scenes, recording everything, editing. I would love to get your thoughts about what has it been like being that production team and preparing an episode.
Well, I'll tell you, Rudy does most of the engineering because he's always got the headphones on listening in. And it's a pretty common joke that we don't want to give Tony a pen. Because if he does, you'll hear clickety, 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 click. And then because Rudy does all our editing, he has to go through and cut out 10,000 clicks. And
I got my fidgety thing here, yes, right? I'm ready.
But we always, and kind of as a group, you guys all know, we always talk about let's boost the quality 1% every show. And we do. You know, we're tweaking mics and Rudy's tweaking lights and we're finding ways to edit things faster. Rudy, I'll let you talk about the thing you have to cut out the most from Sean. I'll let you take that over.
I can cover up the entire editing process for everyone. And I will do this in post as well. If this answer gets too long, I'll certainly cut it down. It's actually a very long process. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving pieces. And editing itself is just kind of a all-encompassing term of that. So I mean, we go all the way down to prepping the footage, and the whole editing process is flipping between all the guests, all the hosts, whoever's talking, making sure everyone's on camera. And then, believe it or not, whether the audience out there knows, Tony and Sean are not actually in a podcast studio. I'm giving a production secret. They have green screens. And so we have the ability to change their backgrounds, put them wherever we want to put them. Maybe we'll throw Sean on a beach here sometime soon in a different episode, but
Rudy, put him on a beach right now.
And it's done. There you go. Wow.
There it is. Fantastic.
What about me?
Put Tony in space right now.
Fantastic.
Oh, and now he's floating. Oh, wow.
And the funny thing is I'm the only one. Well, that's not Brick either. So that's fake too.
So you just told our audience right they shouldn't believe anything on this podcast. I got it.
A matter of fact, Tony and Sean aren't real either. They're just AI. No.
But yeah, the process is it's pretty lengthy, and we do a lot of things. We do a thing called rotoscoping as well, just as an extra measure. So there's a lot of things involved, and that's just strictly the visual side. That's not even mentioning the audio side. We take audio into a whole different program. We cut out air conditioners, dogs barking in the background, all sorts of different things. So it's a very lengthy process, a very fun process, but very time consuming.
Well, and the funny thing is we've kind of gotten good at this, that Sean and Tony know what to do. But we'll have guests come on who have no idea. And they literally will have like their granddaughter playing piano in the background. And that's when we really cringe. And what's our count now for how many times Sean has said, what's the secret word?
Necessarily.
Necessarily. There's brilliant. There's beautiful. There's all the filler words. There.
We only allow
a laundry list.
Two brilliance and two necessarilys a show. And we'll cut the rest out.
Even when they're supposed to be used.
Kind of breaks up the
dialogue. Hey, Sean, I'm trying to drown you out with this clicker, but it's not working. Yeah.
Wow.
Dear, I'm just glad I'm on the beach.
Well, and the funny thing is, we have upgraded our equipment over the years. I think everybody's using decent mics and different head. I probably am using the worst mic right now since I'm in a fake studio. And, you know, the green screens are looking good. Hopefully we've tricked a few people that you guys are actually in a real billion-dollar podcast studio. I don't know.
It looks pretty amazing to me. But yeah, I just want to shout out Rudy and Chad. I mean, for all the changes that you've made, because I don't know how long the editing process itself takes, but I know that like sort of the final stage of releasing an episode goes to me. And Rudy, I get to work really closely with you on, I'll listen and watch every episode before it goes up and make sure that the video feed doesn't have any glitches or anything. We'll make sure and smooth out anything there. I write up the show notes. I get it published and sent to all the different distribution channels. So it really is an intensive labor of love each episode. And it's a team effort. Each one of us touches it in usually multiple different points. So,
and David, you have all kinds of challenges every week with all the different platforms we publish to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's that one thing I bet you guys remember earlier this year when I just learned that Spotify hadn't been updating the episodes because of us releasing video episodes way back when we did the 100th episode. So
that being said, we want Spotify to still publish us. So
yes,
we're not...
yes, and that's why we updated RSS feed. And it's funny, just like, I'm sure you guys can relate, but going through and running a podcast, it's like there are things that you just don't know until you know. And it's fun learning that together, adapting to that together. And to Tad's point, each time we hit one of those things, we're really increasing the production by like that, just that 1%. So it's fun learning that together.
We've had a lot of mistakes over the years. So we're probably at like 500% now.
Perfect. We've come a long way.
To that new math.
Yes.
And I guess toward that end, I'd love to just open this up to the four of you in terms of thinking about like all the different episodes we've done, the guests that we brought on, the things that we've talked about. Is there anyone that sort of stands out in your mind who's sort of changed your perspective on a cybersecurity topic, or like Chad was saying, any really like funny or memorable unexpected moments that come to mind?
Well, you know, I'd always thought the first set of episodes, and I said this in, I think, our 100th special, was talking to Mosi Platt, just thought leader extraordinaire. And recently, well, not really recently, I can't even remember, Tony, time's flying by, but Tara Wheeler, just absolutely incredible guest. Amazing audio as well. I mean, she's just a true professional and just, oh, she is... just, you're just taking in everything she's saying, and it's like, wow, that should be carved in stone somewhere, because it's really, really good stuff. And she just changed.
And I love that you mentioned her audio quality too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's most important to me. So
100%. We're making this for audiophiles and for cybersecurity experts. But with her, it was really interesting on her take on really risk perspective and the governance element, and just being able to appreciate the way she sees things was truly expansive in that space. And then I'll just go back to Dr. Tyler Moore when we had him on. I just with the quantitative risk piece, and we got a lot more to do in that space. But he absolutely fascinating to be able to get to speak with him as well.
Yeah, both great choices. And Sean, I think actually they were both your ideas. I forget how we made the connection. But, you know, this whole issue of how cyber has become, I'll call it mainstreamed, you know, as business risk, as opposed to technology risk or a special kind of risk. And I think that's a theme that we've been working as mission for several years now, but also living, you know, in the work that you do. And then finding people to help us explore what that looks like and where it's going. I loved all those choices there. One of my favorites not too long ago, I know it wasn't maybe a change of thought, but I just love the history of the industry, having been around it so long. And when we had the three chair people of CIS between Frank Rieger, Bobby Simply, and John Gilligan on for once, you know, just, I mean, number one, between the three of them, there's countless number of decades of experience in cybersecurity, but the role that they each played in the history of the company, I think, is just fascinating to me. And, you know, I love to remind ourselves of why we're here, right? That we're here for really a world-changing kind of a purpose. And so we've had a number of guests to speak to that. Some of our early volunteers, folks like Randy Bercheney and folks like that, are always just great to me. So it's been a chance to explore new ideas, reinforce old ideas. And, you know, it also reminds us, and Sean and I have, you know, lived this for a long period of time, this industry is full of really interesting people, just smart, committed, you know, engaged with, you know, many of them are volunteers for work that we do at CIS, but, you know, we have built an incredible network at CIS of people that are more than resources. They are part of a community that we build, and to have them on is just about as much fun as work gets.
I got to say, my previous life was in telling stories in Hollywood. So I always love when people like John Cohen or Randy Rose come on and they talk about these things that kind of sound like spy novels, you know, and I do think you can learn a lot about cybersecurity or what not to do, because this is what the bad guys do. And things like at Halloween, we do the scariest malware that's out there. It's just, you know, it's almost like that stuff, like clickbait on the internet. You're like, yeah, I want to know what that is. So I've always enjoyed those, which aren't really as powerful as a lot of our other subjects, but still have a place. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm not a cyber nerd, I'm an AV nerd, but I still love to hear those things. So I don't know, Rudy, how about you?
Well, before I give my answer, I think now would be a perfect time to take a commercial break.
Happy 25 years, CIS. Back in 2000, a bunch of experts from government, academia, and private industry met at the Cosmos Club in D.C.
Their mission was clear: help local communities, businesses, government, and critical infrastructure defend against cyber threats, regardless of budget or expertise.
CIS was born to fulfill that mission.
So, Tony, how have we done so far?
Well, let's take a look at the numbers. We detected and mitigated close to 320,000 cyber events protecting public and private sector organizations.
We also blocked over 3 trillion potential connections to known malicious, suspicious, or otherwise risky sites in defense of critical infrastructure.
In 2024 alone, our guides received 1.5 million downloads for their straightforward, actionable security guidance.
And let's not forget 150 episodes of Cybersecurity Where You Are.
Certainly unforgettable, of course not. And honestly, Sean, that's just the beginning.
Absolutely. It's been an incredible 25 years, and we're just getting started.
The future of cybersecurity is evolving fast, and so are we at CIS.
We may not have all the answers yet,
but we've got the right people, the right mission, and a global community behind us.
So here's to the next 25 years of innovation, collaboration, and impact.
Join us on the journey at cisecurity.org.
And we're back.
All right. Beautiful ad break. My answer is actually very similar to Sean. I love Tara Wheeler. Her personality is just, even through a screen, you can kind of feel her voice. She's got something, and whatever it is it. Her and Lynn Dome also. Loved Lynn Dome. And I think it's just nice to see people. I mean, granted, everybody who comes onto the podcast is passionate about cybersecurity, but it's nice to see people whose mission or company's mission is to bring the community up. It's nice to see that and see that they aren't just looking for themselves, or they aren't just looking for their core business. It's the whole community. And I'm not a cybersecurity guy. I am more film, advertising, creative field. And it's just nice to see everyone kind of bring everybody up and trying to make that better for everybody in the space.
Oh, well said, Rudy. And you know, it's true. I mean, it's been the experience over decades for us that this, and it's what makes CIS, I mean, we don't have a business model without volunteers, right? We don't have influence without community building. That's inherent in how we were founded. And, you know, and that's true for a lot of other, our nonprofit friends. So, yeah, and it draws, you know, the technology is interesting. It draws interesting people committed to their craft, right? Committed to the sort of social good of better security for all. So, you know, we're just so lucky to be able to tap into that, both for work, but also for the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And Tony, what I think you nailed it on the head with saying community, because for me, I mean, thinking about my favorite episodes, I think one of my favorite is getting that inside look of the CIS community, like our people talking about like what we're doing, because it's really a dialogue, because we're talking about cybersecurity where you, the audience, is, but also where CIS, like where are we in our evolution? What are we doing to support you? So being able to especially listen into the culture. We had that one episode where we had all those different HR leaders talking at our holiday party. That was a lot of fun. And just like all the different things that we're trying to help promote learning, development, some wonderful things at CIS. But that stands out. And I think if I were going to say one more thing, this might be cheating because it technically doesn't involve a guest, but I really enjoy when it's just Sean. There have been some really incredible episodes where it's been basically like a CISO fireside chat, where it's just like, how often do you get airtime with just a CISO? And you can just sort of listen to him talk about these topics. I think, Sean, you did like an AI governance one. You did one on AI-enabled ransomware at the beginning of this year. And it's just phenomenal being able to just get that sort of stream of where your experiences and where your thoughts lie in this space. So I've really loved those two.
David, I want to reward that and say I really enjoy episodes that aren't Tony. Is what I
No, I'm not. No,
because I heard the message.
Well, Tony, I keep bringing it up. Do an evergreen where it's just you doing that too. Because I think great things come out of those streams of consciousness. So that's an action item for you, Tony.
But Tony's too busy. Because we'll be like, "Where's Tony?" And he's like riding a bike in Japan somewhere. So
it's true.
Today is literally. It's literally the day I'm applying for Social Security today.
Like, wow.
Afternoon. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
You don't always have me to kick around you.
You know, David, I want to kind of, you know, we've all kind of been circling around something that, well, I think what makes one of the things special about the podcast is we're doing this as well as all the other volunteers who come on and our guests and the people who work in CIS, it's a mission for us. And we want to reach people. And we're constantly thinking, how can we reach more people? Not to sell a widget or something, but how can we help the country more? You know, how can we protect the nation better? And we, you know, we have our weekly meetings where we have a lot of fun. We tell a lot of jokes. We hope Tony's not there. I'm kidding. But but we
the message, you know, moved from subliminal to
right in the face.
I'm getting it now.
We love you,
I'm
brother.
Slow, but I'm catching on.
We tease because we love, but you know we all take it amidst all our jokes. We take it all very seriously, and you know we have a mission. We have a goal, and that's to educate as many people as we can. And
yeah, very well said, Chad. I mean, I often joke. You know, our mission, our work is too important to take ourselves too seriously. And so, you know, the way you can sustain energy over time is you really are passionate. You enjoy it, right? You feel ownership of this mission. And, you know, that came out, someone mentioned some of our guests, right? You hear them and you go, whatever Lindome is doing, I'm signing up. You know, it's just that incredible enthusiasm, that sense of ownership of the community, the sense of, you know, this is a leader and I want to be part of that army. And we try to convey that, you know, and capture that in some way here for our audience. So, David, I really love the point you made about Sean too. You know, if you wanted to, yeah, there couldn't be a better sort of introduction. I mean, Sean has been quietly building his own thought leadership library, I think, you know, between this and blogs and articles and, you know, talks that he's given outside, you really are getting the inner thinking of a CISO, you know, and someone, yeah, being a CISO at a security company might have some different challenges, for example, a board that's particularly fussy about a lot of issues. But I think there's a lot of insight in there. And, you know, it's also very concrete. You know, we had Stephanie, I guess, on recently, right, to help us think about sort of policy issues, Angelo to talk about the IT and technical issues. And Sean is kind of the glue that brings all that together, but also manages the conversation between the leadership team, the board, and the work of CIS. And, you know, that is the right place for cyber, right? It's not a separate topic of risk. It's right in the middle of the management of the company and how do we achieve our mission. So I think, you know, kudos to Sean. I don't mind taking the break and letting Sean be solo on there. But if you look at the body of work, I think it is really a great resource. And I think it's wonderful that you pointed it out.
Yeah, wonderful. I promised myself I wasn't going to cry.
You mean for the 10th time? This time we won't edit it out?
In this episode. I want tears. I want tears for Sean.
We make sure the tears roll down in front of the green screen so we can do something.
Gotcha. Great.
I don't even know what I was going to say because you made me laugh. You know, Sean, something else I want to share is I'm pretty excited about stuff that's coming up. We have segments planned and new guests planned. I think it's going to be not only really informative and helpful, but I think it's going to make our lives more fun. It's going to make it more fun for the listeners. So I'm looking forward to that stuff that we already have in our little trick bag that the rest of the world hasn't seen yet.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you guys want to share some about what's coming up?
Sean does acrobatics.
There you go. That definitely we have to be green screened. I'd be flying through the back of this. No, I think one of the other things, and I'll just throw out, and you know, we'll do some kudos around, but the way David has planned, and you know, it's not just we turn up and there's an episode. There is a lot of planning that goes into this. I mean, we're planned out, you know, nearly for the rest of the year. You know, and we're just starting in August, and it's really, again, the topics we're looking at. What's you know, we can change the schedule. Hey, David, I think this is important this week. Something just happened. Okay, let's fit it in. We'll get this moved around, and being able to do that and react in time, as well as have a plan. And this is not just something that we, you know, once a week come together. Oh, what are we going to do this week? Very, very good. The diligence there has, I think, has improved from episode 1 to 150, and then as we go for the next 150. I'm just happy to be on board and you know, riding this with you all, because I mean, it really does. It's my favorite meeting of the week is this team. We have a good laugh. We're doing some really interesting things, and we're really catching the core of mission and thought leadership for the organization. You can't ask for any more than that, at least in my mind.
And you know, one of the interesting things is we're a team of five. We put a show on every week. It's a quality show. If you look at podcasts that are near in quality or as good in quality or not as good in quality, they have crews of like, you know, 10, 20 people. Like Joe Rogan, I'm sure, has got an army of, you know, probably 50 people running that show. And I'm not going to say we're the number one show, but we're not bad. And for five people?
Yeah, we have each individual person here is doing a literal team's work of work all in one singular episode. And we have the entire schedule for the rest of the year. And more kudos to David. Like, we do things on the fly, issues come up, and we're still able to change and adapt. And I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, we all wear about 20 hats and David wears about 32. So, but you know, I don't know if people realize, you know, Sean and Tony are reaching out to people, talking to them. They're getting all the questions ready, not to mention they have to be subject experts. You can't talk to David about anything in the news without him having already read it and talked to the person who wrote the article. And well, both Rudy and I, we geek out every night trying to find ways to make it look better or sound better or run more efficiently. And, you know, it's like for us, it's like ball games. Hey, man, someone just updated this software. Check it out. It'll make it better. It is impressive. And it makes me proud to be part of this team that we all put so much into it.
Agreed. Completely agree.
Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, to your credit, everyone, I mean, we do so much here. I just want to make sure that we also shout out some of the people who do more behind the scenes stuff that aren't in this episode, because we have other people who help support us too. Lorelei Wallace and Robin Apt, they are phenomenal at getting all of the guests onto the podcast. I send them emails. They're juggling like multiple scheduling things and trying to manage Sean and Tony's schedules. It's just, they do a phenomenal job keeping us going. We wouldn't have any episodes without them. And really also wanted to thank Kim Kane and Chris Smith, because they review what I do and they help promote the episode on YouTube, on social media. They do all of that. So just to try and reach you with all the great content that we're producing. So we have a larger team than just us, and they do wonderful work as well.
And Chris is our secret weapon, and he does some good social. The numbers.
Great. Well, any parting thoughts we want to leave with the audience?
Well, from my side, just thank you. Again, it's appreciative. We put this together. We're putting everything into it and getting some great feedback. podcast@cisecurity.org is fantastic. And just keep it up and keep making us better and accountable to you.
Yeah, same for me, Sean. I think we're, we genuinely, I hope it comes across, I'm sure it does. We genuinely enjoy doing the podcast, but we also are here to help people, right? There was, the origin of the name Cybersecurity where You Are, but you know, when in doubt, we're here to answer people's questions. So drop us a note in the way that Sean described. We're always looking for the topics that really resonate with you, and I promise you, any feedback you send us, we read, and we're interested in, and we'll try to take action on it. If it means a new guest or a new slant, we're on it.
David, what's the funniest email we've ever received?
Oh man, one time I had an email with someone sending their password and asking if it was secure enough, and it's like, that's not best practice. Why are you sending your password over email? And it's I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay, they're taking that cybersecurity where you are a little too literally. Yes. We don't want to be that close to you.
But I mean, Tony, to your point, I mean, I am in the podcast email. I check it multiple times a day. And just to give you an idea of like what you reaching out can turn into, we had someone reach out with an idea for a topic, and then we brought them on as a guest to talk with us about security culture. So, I mean, in reaching out to us, you don't know. You could be a guest on the episode. You could inspire an episode, inspire a question that we'll talk about in the context of one. We really do listen, and we really appreciate your feedback.
No, I appreciate that. And just a last thought again, Sean and I, this hardly counts as work because it's so enjoyable, but we really appreciate all the behind the scenes work that you guys normally do. Thank you for being on camera and being out front here on this. But, you know, for Sean and I, you guys handle a million details, and we appreciate it and don't take it for granted. So thank you all.
Rudy, you haven't said enough. Give a parting thought.
This will be a very fun episode to edit. I will say that.
And I think that's perfect. All right, Sean, exactly. Take us out.
Thank you. Absolutely. Well, thank you everyone here. Thank you to our audience. Make sure to subscribe with your preferred podcast provider. Catch us on YouTube at The CI Security for episodes like this and much, much more. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by our podcast guests are solely theirs and do not necessarily reflect those of CIS.
Tune in on Wednesdays for a new episode. And in the meantime, visit our website at cisecurity.org.
Together, we'll continue our efforts of creating confidence in the connected world.